Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening from St. Henry. It's Rob Weaver and Neil Spencer here with you with the matchup tonight between Fort Recovery and Allen East in high school volleyball. This is a sectional championship game of the Kalida District. The winner moves on to play in the semifinals of the district next Monday against St. Henry. St. Henry won tonight. They knocked off their opponent, Van Buren, 25-18, 25-9, and 25-17. So a fairly easy win for St. Henry tonight as expected. St. Henry improves to 20-3 on the year. Fort Recovery is taking on 18-5 Allen East tonight. No pushover. Going to be a pretty tough task for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery 16-6, Allen East 18-5. We'll be back in just a moment right after we pause for this.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver back at St. Henry. You're listening to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and Allen East Mustangs on, again, 100.9 on your FM dial, the sectional championship match tonight. On our other station, you're listening to the IU basketball coach as, let's try that again, the IU football coach. As they're having the Inside IU football broadcast going on right now. So you can hear that at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com for the volleyball match. So FortRecoveryRadio.com and also WPGW FM at 100.9 for this sectional volleyball match tonight. Midwest Athletic Conference announced the all-conference team today. And Fort Recovery had several honorees. Tegan Fortkamp, as expected, was named first team all-conference. Congratulations to Tegan. She's quite a player. She's a senior. Also, senior Mara Pearson was named second team all-conference. Callie Wendell was named honorable mention all-conference for Fort Recovery. The player of the year, actually, they had dual player of the year. Spencer Etzler of Coldwater and Melina Schrader of New Bremen were named co-conference players of the year. For the first team, we had Coldwater with three representatives, Morgan Blassingame, Spencer Etzler, and Madison Wendell. Fort Recovery again had one, Tegan Fortkamp. Marion Logel had one, Chloe Ronnenbaum. Minster had one, Lily Barhorst. New Bremen had two on the first team, Olivia Heitkamp and Melina Schrader. St. Henry had three on the first team, Raya Busher, Chloe Gels, and Lydia Whirling, and Versailles had one on the first team, Brooke Briscoe. As far as the second team, Maya Kanapke of Coldwater, Mara Pearson of Fort Recovery, Nora Eckstein of Marion Local, Grace Moeller of Marion Local, Kayla Lamb of Minster, Amelia Dahlmeyer of New Bremen, Mary Rendler of New Bremen, Kira Steiniger of New Bremen, Ava Trentman of New Bremen. So New Bremen had four on the second team, two on the first and four on the second. Bryn Egbert of New Knoxville was on the second team. So was Britton Bruns of Parkway, Morgan Balmer of St. Henry, Ellie Follenkamp of St. Henry, and Layla Seitz of St. John's. Other honorable mention players besides Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery, Rachel Schroyer of Coldwater, Natalie Evers of Marion Local, Megan Fortman of Minster, Olivia Dahlmeyer of New Bremen, Addie Albers of New Knoxville, Paige Stevenson, Emery Temple, both of Parkway, also Carly Busher of St. Henry, Abby Kerner of St. John's, Kylie May, Tori Tayo, and Taylor Wagner, all of Versailles. Those were your all-conference teams. Again, your co-players of the year, Spencer Etzler of Coldwater and Melina Schrader of New Bremen. Your conference champions, of course, were Coldwater, New Bremen, and St. Henry. They all had 8-1 records in conference play. And then the conference champion coach always is named a coach of the year, so they had three coaches of the year this year: Nikki Exler of Coldwater, Diana Kramer of New Bremen, Tricia Rosenbeck of St. Henry. So that's how the all-conference team shaped up today. We're at St. Henry about ready to start this sectional championship match between Fort Recovery and Allen East. Coming up here in just a moment, we'll be back right after this. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Rob Weaver back here at the St. Henry, actually they, I think, refer to this as the middle school gym, but here at St. Henry High School. St. Henry won tonight. They beat Van Buren in three sets, 25-18, 25-9, 25-17. Your other matchups tonight in the district semi, in the district sectional finals, Coldwater's taking on Paulding. Ottawa Glandorf is taking on Parkway. Van Buren just lost to St. Henry. And Allen East is taking on Fort Recovery. So conceivably, we could have an all-MAC district semifinals coming up next Monday. The semifinals are Monday. Fort Recovery, if we win tonight, would play at 7:15 on Monday evening at Kaleida High School. And if that happens, we'll be there to bring you the broadcasts. The family dentistry office of Dr. Kim Vormore would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. The Vormore Family Dentistry, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore. And we're underway, and the first serve by Allen East is out of bounds over the end line, so Fort Recovery takes an early 1-0 lead. Here's the next serve for Fort Recovery. It's an ace serve. Nobody played it. As Fort Recovery's Megan Evers now serving. She's been used as a server quite a bit here in the latter part of the season. Here's the next serve for Evers. Dug out by Allen East. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Here hitting it over. Fort Recovery to Allen East. Back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill by the middle hitter of Allen East. And that is Soraya Jackson. Soraya Jackson gets a kill. And it's tied, or 2-1 rather. Fort Recovery, I think, is leading here 2-1. And Allen East just digs it out of bounds. Fort Recovery with a point. It's 3-1 Fort Recovery now. Back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's a sectional championship matchup here between Fort Recovery and Allen East. Lady Indians leading 3-1. Here's a good serve dug out by Allen East. They have to free ball it back. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp dinking it over. Found the open spot and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. Mullenkamp will serve again. Good serve. Dug out. And Allen East gets the kill. They just dig it over and get the easy kill there. So it's 4-2 now. Fort Recovery leading Allen East. Allen East will serve. It's a good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Hitting it back over, Paige Guggenbiller. Allen East back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Here's Mullenkamp setting. A smash by our middle hitter. And it's out of bounds. Paige Guggenbiller, I believe it was. It's kind of blocked out there by the official, but I believe it was Paige. The point for Allen East. Kaylee Sasada is the server now. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. This is set for Allen East, and they misplayed that. Nobody, after the set, nobody hit it. Just fell on the floor. So point for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve. 5-3, Lady Indians lead by 2. Here comes Tegan's serve, dug out by Allen East, and nobody plays the dig. And Allen East is going to call a timeout. They're a bit rattled here. So Tegan Fortkamp gets a service point timeout. Allen East will be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this break.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at 4recoveryinsurance.com.
Yeah, Allen East a little rattled there, so they called timeout. They're trailing 6-3. Fort Recovery on top. Fort Recovery students here in full force tonight, rooting the Lady Indians on. A lot of the football kids are over there. Here's Tegan Forkamp on the serve, dug out by the back line, the set. And here's a hit over, a block by Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Mollenkamp. Mara Pearson hits it over and got the kill. Mara Pearson with her first kill tonight. Tegan Forkamp picks up another point, and it's now 7-3. Tegan will serve again. Here comes the serve. Oh, it's a let serve, and it drops over and goes in for an ace. Oh, my goodness. That hit the net fairly low, but Tegan's velocity on the serve was so intense that it actually climbed up the net and got over the top. Forkamp again. Good serve again. Here's the set for Allen East. The smash, and it is out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Another point for Tegan. She's had four in a row here. Lady Indians leading 9-3 over Allen East Mustangs. Here's the next serve. Let's serve, this time played by Allen East. And at the net and dinking it over for a kill was Carly Niekamp. Niekamp with the kill. Another point for Tegan Forkamp as the run keeps going. 10-3 now. Lady Indians lead by 7. It's 5 points in a row here for Tegan Forkamp. Tegan serves again. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the pass to the net. Over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. Hitting it in front of Kaylee Sasada. Now 11-3. 6 points in a row for Tegan Forkamp. Good serve, and it's going to be, I thought, an ace, but not. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Mollenkamp, a smash by Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets another kill. 12-3, Lady Indians lead by 9, and that is a total of 7 service points in a row for Tegan Forkamp now. She will serve again. Here comes the serve dug out by Allen East back line. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. There's the set for Mara Pearson by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Mara hits it in the net. And that ends the Tegan Forkamp service run there. So Allen East will go back with the serve now, trailing 12-4. Now serving is Soraya Jackson. Good serve. Here's Mara Pearson. Smash and got the kill. Off the fist back there of Savannah Brooks. It's now 13-4. Now back to serve is Callie Wendell. Side out, Fort Recovery. And it is in for an ace serve. That was a tough one to play. Tough one for Allen East, and Callie Wendell gets an ace serve on that one. 14-4. Lady Indians by 10. Breezing along here in this sectional championship match so far. Here's the dig. Hit back ever, but it's into the net by Soraya Jackson, and it's a point for recovery. Timeout, Allen East. We'll be back in a moment here at St. Henry. Fort Recovery leading 15-4.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust your family at Brockman Beckman Funeral Home to guide you through the process of honoring their life. At Brockman Beckman Funeral Home, we pride ourselves on celebrating lives and serving families in Fort Recovery and the surrounding areas with dignity, respect, and compassion. Our staff is experienced in a variety of funeral services and can help you celebrate your loved one no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Your family is part of our family. Learn more by visiting us online at BrockmanBeckmanFH.com.
Allen East with their second time out here. They're trailing by a bunch, 15-4 here in the first set to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in this sectional title game here at St. Henry. Again, St. Henry won the first match tonight, beating Van Buren 3-0. So St. Henry will take on the winner of this match in the second semifinal game at the district at Kaleida on Monday. Here's a hit back over by Allen East, and it's a kill. Getting the kill for the Lady Mustangs was Nina Magoo. She's only a sophomore. That will send Riley Stark back to serve for Allen East, one of the seniors. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp passes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Paige Guggenbiller hits it over. Here's the set for Allen East. A smash. A nice hit, but they say it was out of bounds. That was a nice kill, or a nice spike, I should say, by Savannah Brooks, but it was out of bounds. So Fort Recovery picks up the point. Here's Kayla Heitkamp now, side out for the Lady Indians, leading 16-5. Good serve. Back line passing to the net. Here's the dink over. Played by Kayla Heitkamp, and nobody else can get to it. Kill for Allen East. Now going back to serve as their libero, Anaya Prowant. Anaya Prowant for Allen East. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Nice job on the dig. Here's a hit back over by Sage Luthold, and they're going to say Allen East was in the net. Point Fort Recovery. 17-6. Mara Pearson serving. Here she goes again. Good serve dug out by Allen East. And they free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Sage Luthold. Allen East able to play it. A smash by the Mustangs. Back to the Mustangs. Here's the set and the hit off of Kayla Heitkamp. Mara Pearson saves it. Callie Wendell free balls it over. Here's Allen East on the set. The hit. Fort Recovery able to play it. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan gets the kill. Another service point for Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp gets her second kill of the night. And it's 18-6. Lady Indians leading by 12 big ones. Good serve dug out by Allen East by Soraya Jackson. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell passing to the net to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy gets a kill. That is her first kill of the night. Mara Pearson picks up another service point, and Mara will serve again. Jump serve is good, dug out. To the net it goes. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill for Savannah Brooks. Savannah Brooks, a senior for Allen East, gets the kill there. 19-7. Here comes the next serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A smash. Nice play there. Nice dig by Allen East. Now back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp again and got the kill this time. That's four service points in a row for, or no, it isn't. I correct myself. Back to serve now is Megan Evers. She started this set tonight with the serve, so she'll serve for the second time in this set. Good serve by Megan. Here's the set by Allen East, the hit. It's out of bounds. Savannah Brooks. She seems to be their main hitter and does a nice job, but just hit that one out of bounds. service point for Megan Evers. And it's now 21-7. Lady Indians rolling here in this first set tonight. Out on East, free balls it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan blasts it through the block of Allen East for another kill. Another service point for Megan Evers. That's three for her tonight, including an ace. 22-7 now the score. Fort Recovery Lady Indians on a roll here. Good serve. Smash by Allen East. And there's the kill for the Lady Mustangs. Soraya Jackson picks up her second kill tonight for Allen East. Now back to service, Savannah Brooks. 22-8 is the score for Recovery in the lead. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the hit by Carly Niekamp. A battle at the net. Callie Wendell will pass to Mara Pearson, who hits it over. And Allen East gets it back over on the save. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp and hits it out of bounds this time. It's a point for Allen East. Tegan Fortkamp had a chance for a nice kill there, but hit it too far out of bounds. 22-9. Good serve, and there's a kill by the middle hitter of Allen East, who is, again, Soraya Jackson. That's her third kill tonight. Another good serve by Savannah Brooks, and back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it through the block, but Allen East keeps it alive, free balls it back, but it's out of bounds. That's a side out for Fort Recovery. Free ball was hit out of bounds. That's 23-10 now. Lady Indians leading. Kennedy Mollenkamp will try to serve out this set here. 2 points. First serve is a good one. To the net it goes. Here's the set, the hit, and it's a miss hit. Fort Recovery's point. 24-10. One more, and this one's in the books. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve again. Good serve. It might be an ace. Nope, they're going to free ball it back. Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Point for Allen East. The Allen East Mustangs up by Lima. Back to serve now is Kaylee Sasada. Gets a good serve over. Here's the set and the hit by Paige Guggenbiller. And Fort Recovery, I think it was Carly Niekamp, hits it over, and that's it. 25-11. Fort Recovery wins set number one, 25-11. We'll be back with the second set tonight. Again, St. Henry won the first set 3-0. Fort Recovery leading here 1-0 in this second set.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plan.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs. Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Back here at St. Henry, we've completed set number one, and it was an easy win for Fort Recovery. I was kind of concerned when we came into tonight. Allen East had an 18-5 record, but they just don't play in the league that Fort Recovery plays in, and that's why they didn't have a really great seed. They were the actual number 7 seed, Fort Recovery the number 3 seed in the tournament in the district. So serving first here in the second set is Mara Pearson. It is a good serve. Dug out by Allen East. Anaya Prowance. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Sage Luthold, and Sage gets the kill. Sage Luthold with a kill there. That is actually her first of the night. Mara Pearson now has 5 service points on the night. Good serve again. Here is hitting it over on the second hit, Allen East. Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp, who hits it over. Set for Allen East, and they went under the net. Kaylee Sasada got under the net, and point for recovery. 2-0 is the score. Another nice serve for Mara Pearson. Almost got an ace serve, but Allen East saves it. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the blast, played by Allen East. And once again, double hit called on Allen East. Actually, that's the first time tonight they've called a double hit on Allen East. 3-0. Lady Indians off to a quick start here in set number 2. That's a good serve by Mara, just kind of a soft serve. And hitting it back, and out of bounds. Savannah Brooks hit the antenna. She hit it back over, and so that's a point for recovery. 4-0. 4 straight points for Mara to start this second set. Good serve again. Dug out. Here's the set. Brooks hits it into the net. Point for recovery. Well, you know, the other night, Mara had the first 7 points of the third set at New Knoxville. She's had the first 5 points here tonight in this second set against Allen East. Good serve again. And they did not get it over again. Mara Pearson, 6 points in a row. Allen East calls timeout. 6-0, Fort Recovery leading in set 2.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Sebastian Solis, our studio producer at the radio station tonight on WPGW. Again, an excellent student body for the Fort Recovery boys over there. Mostly boys. Here's the set for Allen East, the hit by Brooks, and she finally breaks the string as Savannah Brooks gets a kill. And coming in to serve now for the Lady Mustangs of Allen East is going to be Bryn Richardson. sprint as a sophomore. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. She sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on a spike, played by Allen East. And here's a miss hit. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Soraya Jackson on a miss hit there into the net. And back to serve now for her third time tonight is Megan Evers. 7-1 score, Fort Recovery leading by six. Good serve, dug out by Allen East. Here's the dink over, and they get the kill. It was Savannah Brooks who got the kill on the little dink. Well, one thing tonight about Fort Recovery, the other night in our match with New Bremen, we had all kinds of service errors. We have not had that tonight. Thank goodness. Here's a good serve by Brooks. The set by Kayla Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it over, free-balling it back, and getting a kill was Allen East. Give credit to Soraya Jackson, her fourth kill of the night. Service point for Savannah Brooks. She will serve again, and it's an ace serve for Savannah Brooks. And that cuts the lead down to 3 points, 7-4. Fort Recovery leading here in set number two, 7-4. They had an easy win in the first set, 25-11. Here's another serve by Brooks. Let serve, played by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and she spikes it for the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with another kill. She has so far tonight, let's see here, 2, 4, 5 kills for Tegan. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve. Good serve. And free balling it over is Allen East. Mara Pearson will set. Here's the hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Just a little soft placement kill for Tegan. Kill number six. Just hit it where there was nobody at. And a service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will serve again. Good serve dug out by Allen East by Brooks. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Allen East. Back to Allen East again. Here's the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller. And here's Carly Niekamp on the hit. Can't get the kill. Here's a smash. And a kill by Allen East. Little Nina Magoo got the kill. I don't know how tall she is. Not very tall. They don't have list the heights of the kids on their program. So it's a point for Allen East. 9-5 now. Lady Indians by four. Good serve. Paige Guggenbiller, a smash. Played by Allen East. The set and the hit over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan and can't get the kill. Allen East. Free balls it back. Carly Niekamp to Mollenkamp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the outside hit and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with kill number seven on the night. Now 10-5, Lady Indians by five. They would play St. Henry on Monday of next week. And if that happens, we'll be there. It is a 7:15 start time or thereabouts, probably more like 7:30. Maybe even past that. Here's a good serve by Tegan Fortkamp. The dink over by Allen East. Carly Niekamp gets it back over to Allen East. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery. Saved by Callie Wendell. Back to Allen East. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill for the Mustangs. Getting her first kill of the night, I believe, was Young. I don't have her name on my program. Good serve by Allen East. Hit by Mara Pearson. Mustangs play it. Here's the set. And the hit is out of bounds. Spiking it was Nina Magoo, and she hits it out of bounds. Wait, they say it was tipped. They say it was tipped, so point for Allen East. And there's a serve that's out of bounds for Allen East for Soraya Jackson. She just hits it over the end line. So Fort Recovery has side out. And here is Callie Wendell. 11-7 score. Alanis kind of hanging in there. Good serve by Callie. Here's the set for the Lady Mustangs. Dink over. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. And they say Fort Recovery did not get it over on that third hit. Point for the Mustangs, and back to serve now is Riley Stark. Stark will serve, good serve, and Fort Recovery cannot play it. Let's give her an ace serve on that one. 11-9, Allen East coming back here in this second set. Riley Stark will serve again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's a smash by Sage Luthold, and she hits it in the net. Miss hit. Another point for Allen East, and it's now 11-10. Only a one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp digs it out. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. Allen East free-balling it back. They can't get it over. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Makes it a two-point lead now, 12-10. Gives Fort Recovery a little breathing room. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. She's looking for her first service point of the night. It is a good serve. And Alanis free balls it back. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. There's a smash and a kill. That's Sage Luthold who got the kill. Service point for Kayla Heitkamp. And it's 13-10 now. Lady Indians lead by three. Here comes the next serve, and it's an ace serve. Ace serve by Kayla Heitkamp. Nobody touched that one. Hit towards the back line. 14-10 now. Lady Indians lead by four here in the second set. It's a good serve dug out by Allen East. Here's the set and the smash. A block by Fort Recovery. Sage Luthold with the block. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She will serve again. 15-10 now. Good serve. And just free balling it over, but out of bounds was Savannah Brooks of Allen East. Another point for Fort Recovery. Four service points in a row here for Kayla. And it's 16-10, Lady Indians by 6 points. They had led only by one at 11-10 at one time. Kennedy Mollenkamp a smash and hits it through the block of Allen East. Another timeout for Allen East. They trail 17-10 now. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to sectional championship action here at St. Henry tonight. This match is between Fort Recovery and Allen East. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-11, and they're leading here in set number two, 17-10. They've rolled off 6 points in a row here. And Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. She has served 5 points in a row. Here comes the next serve. Good serve dug out by the back line. And it's an ace serve. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace on that. Yep. Lady Indians thought it was an ace, too. Every time they have an ace, they do a little dance in the middle of the court. Kayla Heitkamp serves again. Good serve again. And free-balling it back is Allen East. Kayla Heitkamp will set. Free-balling it over, I think, was Callie Wendell. Here's the set by Allen East, the hit. And they're going to say four hits on Allen East. Another service point for Kayla. She's on a roll here. Seven service points in a row, and it's 19-10. She serves again. And it's going to be free ball over Mara Pearson to the net. And Fort Recovery can't get it over. Side out, Allen East. Back to serve now for the Lady Mustangs is Anaya Prowant. Anaya Prowant. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara. Mara smashes and got the kill. Beautiful spike hit right at the feet of Riley Stark. That's only the third kill for Mara. It's now 22-11, and Mara will go back to serve. 22-11. Good serve. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell digs it out in the back line. Kayla Heitkamp. There's a smash by Sage Luthold, and she got the kill. Sage Luthold with another kill. Number three for her so far tonight. And it's 21-11. Give Mara Pearson yet another service point. She's been very active in points tonight. She will serve again. Good serve. Free ball dug out back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan. A smash played by Allen East. They have to free ball it back. Here's Tegan passing to the net. The set for Kennedy Mollenkamp and cross-court hit with the kill. Nice cross-court hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill. It's now 22-11. Lady Indians have outscored Allen East by 11-1 over the last 12 points. And that serve is in for an ace for Mara Pearson. Another ace right in the back corner. 23-11. Mara will serve it again. Whoops, what's going on here? I think the official was just checking with the linesman down here to make sure he thought it was in. It was in. Mara Pearson serves again. Good serve dug out by Allen East. It's another ace serve. Riley Stark dug it out, but there was nobody to play it. 24-11 now. Lady Indians on the verge of closing this second set out by the same score as the first set. Mara Pearson, jump serve, dug out by the back line. Here's the set for the Mustangs, and a kill. That's for Taylor Nichols, gets the kill. It's now 24-12. 12-point lead for Lady Indians, and back to serve is Bryn Richardson. Richardson's serve is a good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A blast, and she gets the kill, and that's it. 25-12. Fort Recovery wins set number two. 2-0 now. 25-11, 25-12. Lady Indians on their way to the district semifinals to face St. Henry on Monday. They have to win one more set to get that done. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Okay, here we go with set number three, a must-win for Allen East. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill to start the set. Tegan has 9 kills now in the match, was up to about, it's about where she's normally at. She'll probably end up with about 15 tonight. Back to serve again, Megan Evers. I think this is about her fourth or fifth time serving. Good serve, dug out by Allen East. Here's the pass and the hit out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery as Soraya Jackson hits it out of bounds. Service point for Megan Evers. It's now 2-0. Lady Indians on top. Good serve by Megan. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set, the smash. And they say she hit it out of bounds. Savannah Brooks hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Megan Evers will serve again. And the Fort Recovery students over there, mainly the football players, but there are some ladies in there too, doing a nice job. And there's, oh, Allen East saved that. That was almost an ace serve. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp, blocked by Allen East. Kayla Heitkamp on the set. Tegan Fortkamp. Oh, got the kill. Rolled over the top of the net. Came down on the floor right before it went out of bounds. Wow, what a kill for Tegan. Number 10 for her. Another service point for Megan Evers. And it's now 4-0. Another quick start for the Lady Indians here in this third set. Good serve dug out by Allen East. Here's the set. The hit over. Kayla Heitkamp tried to save it, but couldn't do it. That's a kill for Soraya Jackson, her fifth of the night. Side out for Allen East, and Savannah Brooks will go back to serve for Allen East. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp saves it from going out. Callie will free ball it over. Here's the set for Allen East, the smash. Played by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Off the fingertips of one of the Allen East players and side out Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve. So far tonight she has 3 service points. Good serve there, dug out by the libero and at the net. And here's Tegan Fortkamp waiting on it and she... They say she went over the net or got into the net. So a point for Allen East. Now serving is Kaylee Sasada. Tegan just went a little bit too far over the net with that, with her arm. Here's a hit by Paige Guggenbiller to the Mustangs. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tegan Forkamp on the hit, but hits it into the net. Hitting error for Tegan. It's a point for Allen East. Kaylee Sasada continuing her serving. It's 5-3 now. Lady Indians lead by two. Good serve again. Tegan Forkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Nice spike, but Allen East plays it. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. The hit by Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Carly with her third kill of the night. Side out Lady Indians. Tegan Forkamp goes back to serve. Let's see. Tegan has 7 service points for Tegan so far tonight. She will serve again. Good serve there. Out on East to the net, and they can't hit it over. Now 8 service points for Tegan Mullen, or for Tegan Forkamp. Tegan Forkamp, first team all conference named today for the Lady Indians. Our only first team player. Mara Pearson was a second team player. Good serve again. Back over to Fort Recovery. Oh, what a save by Tegan. Here's a hit by Paige Guggenbiller and a kill. What a save by Tegan Forkamp. Wow, what a great play. Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill. Tegan Forkamp goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 8-3, Lady Indians up by 5. Travis Guggenbiller, the fine coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Tegan Forkamp, an ace serve for Tegan. And timeout, Allen East. We'll be back in just a moment.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Tegan Forkamp on the serve, and I'm not going to give her an ace on that, but she gets a point. Allen East hit it twice, and they just let it drop after that. 10 service points now for Tegan tonight. She serves again, and it's an ace serve there off the fist of Savannah Brooks and up against the wall behind her. 11-3, Lady Indians rolling along tonight. Tegan Forkamp will serve again. Good serve dug out by Allen East. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Allen East free balls it back. Here's Niekamp setting for her passing to Mollenkamp. And there's the kill by Paige Guggenbiller. Kill number 4 for Paige. Another service point for Tegan. 12-3 now. Lady Indians lead by 9. Good service point. And Allen East has to free ball it back. And it's in. Nice kill. Taylor Nichols gets the kill, her second of the night for Allen East. And it's now 12-4. Allen East Mustang serving now is Saraya Jackson. Good serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Mara Pearson back over. And she hits it. No, she got it in. It's a kill for Mara Pearson. Side out, Lady Indians. Callie Wendell goes back to serve. 13-4 now. Lady Indians up by 9. And Allen East cannot make the return. Service point for Callie. Callie wears number 5. She's our libero. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. The set. Here's the hit played by Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. And a block by Allen East. That is Taylor Nichols comes up with the block for Allen East. Side out. Lady Mustangs back to serve now is Riley Stark. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara. Mara hits it over. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery, but hitting it out of bounds was Savannah Brooks. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. And coming in to serve now is going to be Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla Heitkamp tonight has a total of 7 service points, including 2 aces. She will serve, and it is out of bounds. Service error. One of the few tonight. Thank goodness. We had a real problem the other night against New Bremen, all kinds of service errors. But not tonight so far, but there was one there. Side out for Allen East. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Hits it out of bounds. Service point for Anaya Prowant. Anaya Prowant picks up the service point. Dug out by Mara Pearson on the next serve. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp got the kill. Kennedy has a total of 4 kills on the night. And Mara Pearson goes back to serve at 16-7. Mara Pearson. She doesn't just serve from one spot. She'll move around back there on that back line. Good serve there. Here's the set back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp. She got the kill right on the back line. Kill number 5 for Kennedy. 17-7. Mara Pearson will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set. Smashed by Savannah Brooks, and she got the kill. Savannah Brooks of, again, Allen East gets the kill. That makes it 17-8 now. Going back to serve is Taylor Nichols. Nichols' serve is good. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp hits it through the block by Allen East. Allen East now dinks it back over. Here's Callie Wendell to Tegan. Hits it over and got the kill. Off the fist of their libero, Anaya Prowant. Another kill for Tegan Fortkamp. That is kill number 12 on the night for her. Back to serve now. About the 6th time tonight, Megan Evers back to serve. 18-8, Fort Recovery leads by 10. Good serve, dug out by Allen East. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A blast blocked by Allen East. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp on a hit, and it's a block for Allen East. For Soraya Jackson, her first block of the night. Back to serve now for Allen East will be Taylor Nichols. No, it's not Taylor. She just was up there a minute ago. This is Savannah Brooks. Savannah Brooks serving. Good serve. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for Allen East, the smash. Nice hit, but she hit it out of bounds. Nice spike there by Soraya Jackson from the outside hitting spot, but she hit it out of bounds. Point for recovery. Now Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve. It's 19-9. Lady Indians by 10 here in the third set. We lead 2-0. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the serve. Dug out by Allen East. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara back over to Allen East. Here's the set and into the net goes the hit by Nina Magoo. Point Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp picks up a service point. She'll serve again. It's 20-9. Lady Indians really rolling along tonight. Good serve dug out by the back line. Here's the set, and they don't get it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp, another service point. That is 5 for her this evening. She'll serve again. It's 21-9. And an ace serve that time. 22-9. Ace serve for Kennedy. Full recovery playing. Allen East in control here. Here's a good serve. The set at the net, the dink over, played by Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Guggenbiller. She hit it on the back line, got the kill. That is tough to play. Perfectly placed on the back line. Paige Guggenbiller with the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve again. 23-9 now, and just barely got it over, but Allen East able to play it. Nope, they hit it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Service point number 8 for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's your match point, 24-9. Good serve. Here's the dig. The pass to the net. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Tegan. They say it was in. Tegan Fortkamp gets the match kill point. 25-9. Tegan Fortkamp got that kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up another service point. And that is it. Fort Recovery has won tonight. 3-0. They will face St. Henry in the semifinals of the Kaleida District next Monday night at 7:15. The other matchup will be Coldwater and probably Parkway, but I do not have a confirmation of that yet tonight. We'll wrap it up in just a moment. Don't go away. We'll give you the stats right after this.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust your family at Brockman Beckman Funeral Home to guide you through the process of honoring their life. At Brockman Beckman Funeral Home, we pride ourselves on celebrating lives and serving families in Fort Recovery and the surrounding areas with dignity, respect, and compassion. Our staff is experienced in a variety of funeral services and can help you celebrate your loved one no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Your family is part of our family. Learn more by visiting us online at BrockmanBeckmanFH.com.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs. Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, sectional champions, they knock off Allen East Mustangs tonight. 3-0, winning 25-11, 25-12. And 25-9. St. Henry was also a sectional champion. They beat Van Buren in 3 sets tonight, 25-18, 25-9, and 25-17. So the pairings will have St. Henry and Fort Recovery on Monday night at Kaleida next week, this coming Monday at 7:15. We'll be there to bring the match for you here on the radio. The other match, which is the first one at 6, will probably be Coldwater and Parkway, but I have not been able to confirm that yet. Okay, statistics for Allen East. Riley Stark had 2 service points, including an ace. Nina Magoo had 3 kills. Soraya Jackson ended up with 5 kills and 1 block. Anaya Prowant had 1 service point. It was Kaylee Sasada with 2 service points. Savannah Brooks had 4 kills, 4 service points, and 1 ace. Taylor Nichols ended up with 2 kills and 1 block. And Joy Helser had 1 kill for Allen East. They wrap up their year with a record of 18-6 on the campaign, guided by Laura Basham. For Fort Recovery, guided by Travis Guggenbiller, they improved their record to 17-6 on the year, winning 3-0, again 25-11, 25-12, 25-9. Mara Pearson had 4 kills tonight, 14 service points, including 2 aces. Nice night serving for Mara. Nice night serving for the whole team. We had very few service errors tonight. Sage Luthold had 3 kills and 1 block. Callie Wendell had 2 service points, including an ace. Kayla Heitkamp with 7 service points, including 2 aces. Tegan Fortkamp, what a night for the first team all-district player, as Tegan ended up with 13 kills, 12 service points, including 3 aces. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 5 kills, 9 service points, and an ace. Paige Guggenbiller, she ended up the evening with a total of 5 kills for Paige. Megan Evers served several times, had 6 service points, and 1 ace. And Carly Niekamp had 3 kills on the night to wrap up my unofficial stats. Again, we'll be at Kaleida on Monday to bring you that semifinal game between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. Hopefully, it's a good one. Join us. If you can't be there, join us for the broadcast on Monday night, again, around 7:15 or so. That's it from St. Henry. Thanks to Denny Wendell, the athletic director here, for his hospitality. And thanks to our great sponsors. Thanks to Neil Spencer of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to Sebastian Solis, our studio producer for WPGW tonight. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from St. Henry, where again, Fort Recovery beats Allen East 3-0.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.